This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Bitcoin Not Bombs. Bitcoin Not Bombs is a launching pad for nonprofits and social entrepreneurs into the financial freedom of the Bitcoin economy. Bitcoin Not Bombs offers premium publicity campaigns designed to facilitate an organization's adoption of Bitcoin as a payment system and to fully capitalize on the decision in their fundraising efforts. Bitcoin Not Bombs is fully committed to being the hub of the nonprofit sector of the Bitcoin economy, maximizing the potential cross-promotion of their clients and commercial partners. Learn more at BitcoinNotBombs.com. Allow me to ask a question. How long will the attacks on September 11th, 2001 be used as an excuse for murder and the repression of rights? Many people will think that such a question is rhetorical and will answer with, "Never forget," or some other hollow reply aimed at degrading anyone who dares question the global war on terror. I ask this question not only because it's been 11 and a half years since the attacks on the Twin Towers and Pentagon. I ask because it's the go-to excuse from the White House. On April 16th, Amina Ishmael from McClatchy's asked the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, quote, "Do you consider the U.S. bombings on civilians in Afghanistan earlier this month that left 11 children and a woman killed a form of terrorism? Why or why not?" Carney replied, "Well, I have to know more about the incident, and then obviously the Department of Defense would have answers to your questions on this matter. We have more than 60,000 troops involved in a war in Afghanistan, a war that began when the United States was attacked, and more than 3,000 people were killed in that attack. And it has been the president's objective once he took office to make clear what our goals are in Afghanistan, and that is to disrupt, dismantle, and ultimately defeat Al-Qaeda. We take great care in the prosecution of this war, and we are very mindful of what our objectives are." End quote. The most conservative estimates claim that since the war began in 2001, at least 16,725 Afghan civilians have been killed directly by the war's violence, and those numbers have risen sharply since 2009. Does that sound like the military is taking great care and being very mindful of the objectives? The war on terror is also the excuse given for violating the human rights of the 166 people imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay. Richard A. Serrano of the LA Times reports, "Prison officials said 100 of the 166 detainees left at Guantanamo were engaged in some form of hunger strike, with two dozen being force-fed." Officials have also acknowledged that much of the detainees' angst is over their lost hope of the prison ever closing. It is not known how many of the 100 men taking part in the hunger strike are among the 86 prisoners who have been designated for release, nor is it known whether or not any of those men who are not allowed to die have been designated for release. I say not allowed to die because the American military is force-feeding these men. Can you imagine feeling so hopeless that you want to die but have no means of killing yourself other than starvation, and then being force-fed to prevent you from dying? To answer my original question, how long will the attacks on September 11, 2001 be used as an excuse for murder and the repression of rights? Well, if history is any indication, the federal government will use it as an excuse for as long as they can get away with it. In other news, on May 2nd, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a bill that would have made gold and silver legal tender in the state. The Republican-controlled state legislature voted through the measure last month in response to what backers said was a lack of confidence in the international monetary system. The bill called for Arizona to make gold and silver coins and bullion legal tender beginning mid-2014, joining existing U.S. currency issued by the Federal Reserve. Brewer said, "While I believe the concern over a devalued dollar as a result of an unsustainable federal deficit is justified, I am unable to support this legislation. This would result in lost revenue to the state, while giving businesses that buy and sell collectible coins or other currency originally authorized by Congress an unfair tax advantage." This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.